Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning we celebrate, and I know sometimes you wonder if all the cards we raised last year or the year before actually get out to our servicemen and women that are serving around the world. Well, this morning, another story of how they made a difference. Kana's on the phone. Kana, tell me where you are now and what you're doing.
Yes, sir. I am currently a recruiter in Connecticut out of the Ansonia Recruiting Station. I'm a staff sergeant in the United States Army, and I've been able to serve this country for 6 years.
Kana, can you go back with us, kind of take us back to where you were when you got those cards from Houston?
Yes, sir. Yeah. It was 2023. I was in Poland. We were out there for about 8 months. Our chaplain's assistant had told me that we had care packages that came with the cookies and the cards, and she was passing them out to everybody. And so we were just in the middle of work, and she just came by and said, you know, here you go. This is to kind of uplift morale. We opened them up, and we weren't sure what to expect other than what she had told us, obviously. And they're just some of the best cookies that I've ever had, like hands down.
Nothing like reading a card from Houston, Texas, and eating one of those delicious cookies, right?
That really is. We had started putting them up on the walls everywhere. You couldn't turn a corner without seeing one.
Kana, what do you think makes this country so great?
It's definitely just the freedom. It's becoming more worldwide that freedom is becoming more of a thing, and that's something that we fight for, is for every human to have the ability to do what they want to do, think what they want to think, practice the religions they want to practice, and just generally live life the way they'd want to live it.
Wow. Love that, man. Love that.
All right. So if you want to say one thing, Kana, to folks that haven't written a card yet, what can you do to light a fire under their booties?
Just know that what you're writing is actually getting seen, and that we do appreciate it, and it does actually uplift our spirits to see things from home and know that people still think about us, because it's definitely been a trying time for this nation. And, you know, we're all still fighting the good fight to keep America the way that we want it to be.
That's why we love doing this in the honor of 4th of July, because like you said, it doesn't matter which side you're on politically. That doesn't matter. What this is about is supporting those that are on the front lines out there all over the world, like Kana. So Kana, thank you so much for your service.
It's awesome to be able to share that experience, and especially to let people know that what they're doing matters. And we do appreciate it more than people know, I'm certain.
Thank you, sir. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about right there. Sharing stories like these about our 10,000 thank you cards for the troops presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. Kana, thank you so much. See, we believe the more you celebrate the good news, the more good news you will get that you can celebrate.
I was just telling my dad about it, and he was excited about it too.
We love that even more. If you have some good news that you want to share with us, 713-881-5500, you could be our next amen here on The Bull.